Welcome everybody to Black Coffee and Theology.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Black Coffee and Theology. This is an interesting episode for me to do by myself. Robert's got a lot going on right now, so extending some grace and recording this filler episode at his request. But if you're thinking about him and wanting to send good vibes his way, do so. Send some prayers. You know, hit that Venmo. Hit that buy me a coffee link. Whatever you got to do. Let him show that you care in this season. All right, so today I wanted to talk about my voice, which is funny because I'm sitting here recording, talking to myself. And I talk to myself all the time, so it's not a big deal to talk to myself. But I think it's different when you're sitting and you're thinking about what you're saying and realizing that it's going to reach an audience at a different time than the time you're recording in. And you're conscious about how you want things to land. Like just recently, Robert and I did an episode where we talked about his work, and we talked about just some of the ways in which I have come to understand Black men as brothers in my life. And I said something about like being brothers, what I meant to say, having folks as my brothers. So I was like listening back and just realizing like, oh my goodness, just cringing at how terrible that tiny little mistake was. And I'm sure none of you even picked up on it or cared about it, or you could infer what I was trying to say. But I do have a lot of internalized messages that I think about often related to how I sound, how I'm understood or misunderstood, or even just like my accent or lack thereof. And so I do a lot of writing and reflecting on my voice, since it has been such a major part of, you know, my sense of becoming. And yeah, so I want to talk about that. But before I dive in, I want to read a bit about, I want to read one of my posts that I wrote recently, which includes an affirmation for soft-spoken people. But I want to start off with this quote by James Baldwin that I came across recently. And he says, "It took many years of vomiting up all the filth I had been taught about myself and half believed before I was able to walk on this earth as though I had a right to be there." Just let that sit with you for a little bit. And now here is a series of thoughts on what it means to be a soft-spoken truth teller. Not all truth tellers are loud. Some are just loud on the internet. Not all truth tellers are loud. Some are just loud on paper. Not all truth tellers are loud. Some are just speaking at a normal volume, waiting to be heard. Not all truth tellers are soft-spoken. Some are just constantly spoken over or spoken for. Not all truth tellers are soft-spoken. Some are silenced. Not all truth tellers are outspoken. Some are preparing their words for the right moment. Soft-spoken truths may not always demand amplification, but the quieting of everything else. Soft-spoken truths may not always demand a platform and projection, but a move toward closeness and connection. Not all truth tellers use words. Some let actions speak, puncturing stillness with movements soft and loud. When I first shared this piece on my Substack, it was meant to just kind of be a filler week. It came from a draft of something I was working on way back when I was still dreaming up podcast ideas, and I had this idea to center soft-spoken truth tellers, And I think I'm still doing that. And I think that work has been integrated into some of the things I center and talk about moving forward. But what I realized I needed at that time when I was working through that concept was to affirm the power of the voice that I do have. So the affirmation that I wrote that goes along with this says, "Your soft-spoken voice is speaking volumes. Your soft-spoken voice is speaking volumes." And one of the things I think about often as someone who grew up in the church, and particularly have been in spaces, black church spaces, where folks who talk like I do are pushed off to the side, we're quiet, we're off doing some task that, you know, introverts do or whatever. But the minute we have a mic in our hands and it's time to make an announcement or to speak or to say something, there's someone in the back saying, "Speak up, honey, we can't hear you. Speak up, speak up." And so often I think I keep trying to live in resistance of that kind of energy. Sometimes I'm not going to speak up. Sometimes I'm going to take my time finding the words I want to say. And sometimes my quietness is not me not having anything to say. And it's not me feeling timid or shy. But me just deciding for the moment that this isn't the moment that I want to say something. My moment is coming. And I will, and trust me, when I find the words to say what I'm going to say, you're going to hear it. And so I just wanted to share that piece and to think about with you all what it's like to identify as a person who is soft-spoken or spoken over, someone who, when you enter the room, people think you need to be amplified in some way, when in fact it's not your presence and the way that you're shaped and designed that needs to be amplified, but everything else has got to quiet down in order to hear you and to contour to the voice that is authentic to you. And I feel like I am on that journey in so many ways, since writing these words and since feeling called to whatever it means to be a podcaster. At the moment, I'm sitting with the mic in front of me, staring at my computer. GarageBand is open, so is my Substack. But typically, I would prefer to do this in collaboration and conversation with someone else. And it has been very hard to acknowledge some kind of power about my voice on its own, as someone who used to preach and things like that. I remember standing up in front of, you know, a predominantly white church. And the truth is, when you preach in front of white people, you don't know if you're making sense until after the service is over and like a couple people come up to you, because you're not going to get an amen. Not a single amen, guys. maybe if they, you know, if that's their style, maybe you'll hear something. But for the most part, I think a lot of being in those spaces where there was a no call and response culture, because like, on the one hand, you have the call and response culture that is in some ways trying to push you out of your softness and push you out of your soft-spokenness. And then you have the lack of call and response culture that doesn't affirm anything about you at all. Or when it does affirm, it does so in this isolated way that doesn't allow you to stand in front of your community and feel like you're saying something that speaks to the entire group. I'm still working out my thoughts on a lot of that stuff, because there's so much about call and response culture that I love, and I try to bring into my work with the questions that I ask. But yeah, when I think about where I have been and the spaces where I have had to defend the shape of my voice, the timbre of my voice, my cadence, and my vocabulary at that, just some wild things have happened to me for me to get to the point where I could affirm that my soft-spoken voice is speaking volumes. And so I hope that means something to you all. And to end on a wonderful positive twist, I recently had a work event and had to introduce one of my students who was a speaker, and just this adorable eighth grader who I got to mentor a little bit, gave a little speech, and I introduced him, and I didn't bring any notes with me to the podium. I said who he was, I said like what I've learned from working with him, and then brought him up on stage. And after the event was over, my coworkers came up to me and just like praised me for my ability, my public speaking ability and my poise, and said like, you just look so calm and you have this meditative voice and I could listen to you talk all day. And it just felt so good to hear those things. And it's not like I never hear those things. But I think in a season where I am learning to embrace this affirmation for myself, hearing those things feels a little bit extra special. And it feels like, yes, you're affirming this path that I am on, to be able to speak out and to be proud of the voice that I have cultivated. So here I am, y'all, doing this thing because Robert told me to, but also because I love it. Yeah. I love it. And wishing you all a gentle landing. As you know, that's kind of a thing that I say often. So gentle landings to everyone who is listening. And I look forward to more conversations on this podcast with Rob. If I could add one last thing in here somewhere, it would be about this video that went viral one time of this little boy. He was like napping in church, I think. And they were like, everybody was there. I think it was like a revival or something. I don't know. But that little boy went up. He grabbed the mic. And he looked so angry. He just says, I'm tired of this church. I don't know where that fits in this conversation. But I think about how many ways, like, yeah, I feel that. I feel that so much. I feel that in my bones. And I actually wrote a poem called Tired of Church once, back when I used to do spoken word. And that's a whole other, in terms of a journey with my voice, that's a whole other branch of this conversation. But yes, I live to channel that little boy who got up and said, I'm tired of this church, dropped the mic and walked away. Because he didn't have to say a lot. It was all over his face. He said, if you haven't felt the Spirit of God move all this time in this service, everybody's talking so much. If you haven't felt God move, let's just get on with our day. Let's just shut this down. It's over. What the church did not realize was that that boy was delivering a prophetic word. Sometimes we just talk too much, and if anything, the witness of soft-spoken people in the world, people who take their time choosing their words wisely, people who make us stop and think after they speak, because you can tell they've taken some time to sit with their thoughts and assemble them, those people bear witness to the fact that maximalism is not always the most godly way. It's not. That's all I had to say. Goodbye, y'all.
Black Coffee and Theology Pod is a production of Three Black Men, the podcast about theology, culture, and the world around us. Follow us on Twitter at Three Black Men. If you like the content that you are receiving here and want to receive more, whether that is in longer conversations, essays, devotions, and videos from either myself, Sam, or Trey, please sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/threeblackmen. Don't forget to like, rate, and review Black Coffee and Theology Pod, as well as Three Black Men.